devoted specifically to Tzoneh Ha'aretz on the Lord of Aninus. And before we start the new Ha'aretz, I have quite a few old Ha'aretz. So this is a program in today's year. Number one, I mentioned that the Salavetic, the Koran of the Rocha, said that in the first part that we learned this month, that his own name is not Noah Gavalusa Berego, because this is a matter of the Chagecha, and somehow Avela Berego is contradictory. So the Rav says the contradiction is not so much in the actions, it could be finesse, but rather in the state of mind or of heart. So when Michal Shom Yatotus Arosh, and after Yudalem Vez, the Bermasa Menuda, where he says that the reason why you can't have Avela and Yantar at the same time, because Avela requires a Meniyas Simcha. It could be understood as this idea of the frame of mind that Soloveitchik spoke about. Number one. Number two, I didn't mention it yesterday because I just didn't have the time, frankly. We ran a little late. But the Rav Svara, there's two halachas that you talk about Krishma Tzila Tzila on one hand and Shamitz on the other hand. So he's outdone by the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas have been suggested that the girsa of Mikol Mitzvah is eliminated, and in fact the Ptur Onah is in fact limited to Krishma Tzila and Tzila, which would be only because of the special union of Kavana and Pirida involved with those three mitzvahs. According to us, it could be Tzvei Halom. Number three. I wanted to go again. I never got, because we weren't able to say it exactly well. The way the Mordechai was understood by the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, which he said was similar to the Svara of the Dovah Meravava. Recall that there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch, in Shinai and Hei Shin Tzadi Tes, in the case in which you're trying to quickly get the Avelis to begin before Yontif, so that at the beginning the Avelis could be cancelled, the Shiva could be cancelled by the beginning of Yontif. Because if you don't make it, you're left in a very difficult situation emotionally and logistically, of having a shiva start a week after the Petira, after Pesach of Sukkot is over. I even told you a personal family situation that I experienced. What exactly is the Mordechai saying for those who have Gemara? Let's open the Gemara. Let's look again in the text, in the text of the Mordechai. See the two phrases and how the different Sofrim understood the two phrases. I don't think I got it exactly right yesterday. Was it tough, what? I involve. He's talking about this exact case, that you have an hour before you answer, it's a bustle and an exeris shiva. I feel a kavru yisrael and the saru la'akam the kovu the fnekinis beregel. Case one. Case two. Again, in both cases, the shiva is both. Question is, why is there one case and a second case? Now, we know, generally speaking, the Ramban says that if it's close to home, you're not mityash. So therefore, this does not apply, and you begin the avelis early. If it's further from home, a different place, then we do begin the Avelis earlier. So since that Svara is accepted by everybody, at least that it's logically so, so why did Mordechai find it necessary to quote both cases? He said the first case presumably is the Tochair, and the second case is Kutzliya, the Kal V'chomer. If Tochair, we say that the Avelis begins and the Shiva is not called by Yontif, Kal V'chomer, Kutzliya. So the Divrei Sofrim understands, it means as follows. If it is within the city or near very close to the city, which is the ratio, then we say the Mitzvah Lakam Ruf the Kovro let's make these as a regular. You gave it to them to bury before Yontif. They'll make it and they won't make it. If they won't make it before Yontif, they'll at least make it on Yontif. It's just nearby. So I mean, just in that kind of a case, he paskins at least on Erev Yontif. We say that the Avelis begins. The other case has to be a case where you don't have that factor. Shigru Liracheres the Kovro. But when it's a kavura, it doesn't say. Here, Mr. Rule lack on the cover of the Nakisa Rego. So it's an unclear phrase. was it the hanging phrase? Is it Mr. Ruh Negdis Aregel? Or he gave it the cover of Negdis Aregel? So even if it only means Mr. Ruh, but it's so close, it's only a bar that you're going to hope that the guy will be able to do the Kavura before Yom Tov begins. After all, it's so close, it's only a bar. You can't take a chance, get stuck in the Chal Yom Tov. That's why you have to appoint guy to do what you would normally do by yourself. But it's understood to be Bar Anyan. Whereas, the second case, he assumes the bear is going to be after Yom Tov, the Chal HaMoed. That kind of a case, the only reason why the Avelis begins right away is because it's the Makom Acher. Well, let's say, I was giving an example, the story I told you last week, yesterday. Just change the facts a little bit. Someone's Nifter Erev Pesach, mamish, a few hours before Yom Tov. Not enough time to do a local kavura. The cemetery is closed, 5 o'clock, sometimes even 4 o'clock. The person passes away, 3 o'clock, on Erev Yom Tov, Erev Pesach, on a Wednesday. The same problem. You can't get the cemetery open today, nor tomorrow, nor the next day, nor the next day. They're closed on Saturdays and Jewish holidays, big signs. So the first time Louis can do the kavura is going to be on Sunday, second day Chol HaMoed. So according to what we're saying now, the trick wouldn't work. You give it a Louis. I want you to bury this person as soon as the cemetery opens, as fast as you can. He says, Rabbi, it's not open until 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. Well, whatever, the first time possible. And it's in the cemetery is in the same city, in Long Island somewhere. In that kind of a case, on Yom Tov, based on what we're saying now, the Avelis would not begin until after Pesach. And the only reason why the quote-unquote works in our situation we spoke about because of Medina Acher. That's what I think he means. And it's along the line, not identical to, but along the line of the Svar of the Dogma Meravov. That is comment number 3 for today. Comment number 4 and 5 are sort of throwbacks to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh. And I didn't mention it in the past because I just didn't, I guess I really should have, but I don't want to complicate the matter further, but Tamina came to me. And so I will confess that I had seen this earlier in the same difference. So for him, 2 important points. I bring it to your attention now. Number 1, in his Biur Halacha, the Shpinah Shin HaMalach, he points out a lesson of the Ramban that says that when Rabbeinu Tam's story, and they told Rabbeinu Tam about his sister had passed away, so we have in Tosfos in the Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam was, far away. Doesn't say how far away. You get this impression, who knows how far, very, very far. However, when the Ramban quotes exactly the same story, on page Ayin, I think it was on the Mamakon, if I'm not mistaken, in the Lashon, they told her brother Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbeinu Tam, they had Dar B'Makom Karav Misham. It was nearby. What's nearby? Why nearby? So the Biur Halacha suggests to Svara that only because it's nearby was did Rabbeinu Tam say there's no limits of the Rosh Argus is nearby. But if it would be far away, it would be different. And therefore, we had a member, we had a raya from the Rosh, we passed him like, that it needed to exist against Rebbe Fall, and like the Native, no raya. You see right over there. Because the distinction between a fairly close place, the Malkam Karav Misham, and a far away place, 1,000 miles away, you're getting a telegram, as they called it. So that could be a possible distinction. Before analyzing that, I want to add comment, we'll call it number 5, which is related, we'll see soon. And that is that someone came to me yesterday and said, wait a minute, it should depend upon whether you're able to get to the Levaya or not. There's no such thing, you're far away, you don't want to go, but could you go if you want? So I saw in the paper in the B'divrei Sofrim, quote in the Emek Dover, if Cotton Nun Beis, that such a svara exists. Namely, if I could have reached Levaya and I decided not to, I have a status of Anina. If I'm so far away that if I just took the next horse, car, train, plane, whatever it may be, I'm not going to come on time for anything, I'll miss the Levaya, I'm not going to wait for me, then it would be different. Then perhaps Avelis would begin right away. Except in that same Sukkot, he says, well, the Marsham didn't hold this way. Because the Marsham brought a riot from Shinai and Hay, the case of the people who have been Mulava, the Mace, and they turned back. So you see clearly in their case, he could have gone along, could have made it, he was right there with the Mace, and then it didn't the same nonetheless. So the Marsham, as Avelis begins, even in a case where he could have reached the Levaya on time, if he so desired. Oh, who are suggesting that the Marsham said that. But okay, well, we can make a compromise to this effect. That maybe, again, if you could reach it on time, then you have a status of an inability to start not to go. But if you cannot reach it on time, then the Avelis is setting right away. If you look at Rav Moshe's Shuvis, not the one in the Mount of Karmis, he even uses an expression there, I think it's Rachel and Bays, I'm not sure exactly. Do you have any Gus Moshe? Does anyone have the Gus Moshe or Day Alice here? She was floating around on the shelf. He has an expression that, you know, look, if you could reach it, so you should reach it. If you could make it, so here's the word could in terms of what you, it is physically possible. His expression there, if I'm not mistaken, is what's normally done. If it's a normal thing for a person to take such a trip, then you have a status of aninus, you know, because you should be really be making the trip, and even though you're not doing it, so you shouldn't be doing mitzvahs and things because the kvod shel meis, because the possibility exists, not only a possibility, but what word to use? I'll read you the Hebrew and then we'll see. No. Reish and Gimel, excuse me, Reish and Gimel. Nishalti, look at this. Miyadidi Rav HaGaon Rav Naftali Kalabach Shlita. If anyone knows about Kalabach, knows who that is. Avi Rav Shlomo. Okay? That people died in Belgium and some took an aeroplane. Okay? To be about a Kavur. Others stayed behind in America. And the Kavur is not going to take place until those who come with the aeroplane will reach there. When did the people staying behind start the Avelis? He said, they start right away. I ain't a Yodim. We met those who spoke about yesterday. The ain't a Yodea. Here he knows. He's going to find out with a phone call. That doesn't mean it. Any other just means it's far enough away that you can't be expected to follow along. Hushir lahafshiv mokum rochuk. Look at the behaviors of Kotnaus. The mokum karvei. This out of Mashiyomalahem shenikba. Of course, the shocks of Kotnaus. Okay. Umikan le Medina Belgia. Umakam Rochot Tuvo. Listen. Velo Motri Klau Shayisu Mikan Misham Leos Etel Akvur. And therefore you begin right away. You get a slight impression from Rav Moshe that if it's a common thing for people to fly there, for, you know, to go there, well, you can argue. I don't know how. Where do you draw the line? Someone passes away in New York. And the Kfur will be, in Philadelphia, it'll be in Boston, or where, Baltimore, where do you draw the line? What's muscle? People, you know, I think from New York, people go all the travel to these cities all the time for these kinds of situations. But to travel to Belgium, a terrorist is true, although it happens, it's not so common. So I get an impression from Moshe that if it's a common thing, then you get on the plane. What are you doing here? If it's uncommon, then you can't be expected to, and the avails will begin immediately. This is an expression I have from Rav Moshe, Simon, Reish, Nun, Gimel. Getting back to what we said before, we made two aras. One was the Kor of Rochuk, and one was the idea of what is expected to go or not. It could be like this, that, I want to say another thing. This is the point that I made yesterday. That although the other Rishonim don't say Kor as the Ramban did, but L'chor al-Korchenim, it has to be Kor. How far can it be, right? They didn't have telegrams and telephones and they had no communication. They told him in a time that his sister had died, she wasn't there yet. So where was it? It wasn't in America. How far could it have been? You know, the distances in those days, he went from one town in France to another town in France. How far could it have been? So it's very possible that in effect, if I've been a time is told that his sister died, if he would have gotten on the fastest horse, he might have been able to reach it. The could be these two are related to each other, that you're Karav and you could be Epshala Hagia, these two kinds of Ha'orot may actually come together. So that's a possible Pshara within the Machlokas in the Tiv and Rav Fol. Remember, in their case, presumably you couldn't get there on time. So in their case, you couldn't get there on time. So we can say that maybe in that kind of a case, the Avela should begin right away, opinion of Rav Fol. But in the case that you can get there on time and you just decide not to, that's how the Tim is right. I want to say one more thing. I said at the beginning that the whole Machlokas is maybe Batul Mevutul, because the Kohen Rebbe, because there's not a day of phones and it's asking on the telephone, then the Tim seems to concede that that's considered in the category of Mr. Rula Katam. He himself has his private sheet that's at a handoff. But that's a Das Yochid. No one accepts that I know about. So once I accept that, the Kohen should make a difference if I'm hanging with the Chevet Hadisha from 2 feet away, I'm hanging on the phone, the Chor. So the Chor came across the Nitziv sheet that you're an O name until the kvura may no longer exist. Now there's a misasek on the telephone. For example, what should you be? An onen while you're misasek, and an aval thereafter. Should you decide to take that option? That's another kunst of the nedir. You want to take it. If you don't want to take it, then you don't have to take it. So you can wait 3 hours. Oh, now it's before the shkia. Now I'm going to take it. That's the impression of the nedir. Like whenever I watch it, it's not even a time to discuss. I have a takonis hakom. I can take it or leave it. And if I want to take it later, it sounds like you would be okay. Rav Soloveitchik said his chiddush from his father, Rav Moshe Zal, that you have a time to discuss it. Yes, so what do you do about the machloekas? Your grandfather, your great grandfather? So you follow the cool of the boat. You start late, like the Avelis late, like the prince of the big fair song, I'm pretty sure. You start late, like my grandfather, like my great grandfather that it did. And you end early, like my grandfather ever fall. You only have 6 days. That's a wild one. You can have a tazer and sassy, because I love to be a makeup of it. Based upon a Ramban, but you don't have to change it. We'll get to it. But that's here. According to the way I read the Nitziv, you don't have to come on to any time of the Tzatzri. He learns it's the idea of Mr. Rula Katav as a bonus they gave you. Mishach Sira Pneum as a bonus. So you have a bonus. Do you want to take it? You don't want to take it? Somebody can take it? I don't want it. I said, no, I don't want it. Then I'm going to tie to the Tzatzri. I can wait 3 hours. And before Shkia, okay, I want it now. Take off your shoes. The same as day of Shiva. And for the 3 hours you were taking, you were in the pool. I mean, I don't understand. You know, so I think the Nitziv was. So what we're saying now, that with his asking of the telephone, that we're talking so much about his bottle of mavut, because the Rafal would agree that you're on an inus as long as you're on the telephone, that's for sure. So it could be, but we're talking about the love of the machlokas in the pre-telephonic era. I think that's what we're saying, that these distinctions could be meaningful. That's kind of number five, four or five. Number six. Yes, Yuda. To the contrary, Rabbeinu Tam said, I can eat lots of the yayin even though I can reach the city. The Russians, you're wrong. But if you couldn't reach the city, the Russians could see that it's right. Because it passed at the rush. Yes. One man's wrong is the other man's korah. You know, it all depends on how far you are. Next, there are more in Shin Mem Aleph. Aleph talks about there's no interesting. Oh, I'm going to turn up this. Our first Tahara and Shulchan Aruch. Open up, please. The whole sheet is based on Shulchan Aruch today. If you have a Shulchan Aruch today, you're basically out of business. So please get a Shulchan Aruch in front of you. If you don't have your own, look at someone else. You have to have a Shulchan Aruch, you're a day of Gimel. If you don't have your own, get somebody else's, or maybe one of the shelves somewhere. The whole thing is all those Pisces Shimmons today. You have to have it in front of you. So before we get there, we start Tahara number six, based upon yesterday's Shia, with the Shin Mem Aleph Sif out. Do me a favor. Everybody has it? An interesting Ramah. There are more rights in Shin Mem Aleph Sif Aleph, who mutta leilach lebeis haKnesses. V'asbechol, Engel, Yisur, he's talking about Shabbos. So even during the week, the all names before the Kfura can go to Shul, like Me'achash, the Osel, the Spalel, you can't daven, Mayatasho. What are you going to do there? How strange, Rambo. You know, it's technically speaking, I can't prohibit it, because you can't daven anyway, so why bother going? Oh, somebody asked me a Shaila. We spoke earlier this week about the Rambo and says, hey, where the Rambo, right? And if you look in the smack and I got mind, you get an impression. And it could turn off possible the head job. It's only what does it leave your house? It's okay, I'm amazed. How do you explain this Ramah here earlier in Sif Aleph? There's no point to go to shul. We can go anyway. What do you mean go anyway? It's only what does it go to okay, amazed. You see that the kit is wrong. The chorus in this Ramah. You can go anyway, it even serves no function. So the chorus, the answer, if the kit is to be right, A, he may be wrong, that would explain Sif Aleph. And if he's right, you have to say that Sif Aleph is Aliba da Machaber, and Sif Hey is only a V'yeshamim. V'yeshamim da Asim Rechitza Vesich, etc. But here in Sif Aleph, they're going with the Shita Tarash, that all Yisuri Avelis do not begin until after the Kvura. So there's no issue. There's no issue whatsoever because it's before the Kvura. And when he says later on, V'yashal means he needs to be cholik on the Mechaber. If I can, I want to bring a stick of riot to the Aruch HaShulchan against the Chassam Sefer. After Ramah, V'yashal meant to argue, not to explain, from precisely this Ramah and Sif Aleph, who's matter for no reason whatsoever. Again, as soon as the kitzur is right, the teir only matter le tzorech. It's interesting. It was an attempt to give a different teir. An interesting attempt in the Darkei Moshe. Here in Siman Shin Mem Aleph discussing days. Remember, who's the author of this sin? The Kolbo, correct? The parentheses, Kolbo. So the Kolbo says this sin. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Kolbo, who says the owner goes to shul, right? Goes to shul and they daven a regular daven. Because the Beis says, any other day, I love the Beis Knesset. Came a shenem espala. What are you going for? Says in the Pesachim Moshe Beis, no. The Kolbo holds like Rashi. That ain't no misfalo, ain't no kora krishma means you don't have to say krishma. But there is no iser. Because he's a Rambam Shita too. But the Kolbo, he thinks, holds that way. So therefore, he went to shul to daven. He didn't have to daven. He went to daven. That's what he's doing in shul. Oh, great terrace, right? But the farmers in the footnotes here, these new footnotes this day, you know. Look at the Kolbo, he says. He claims the Kolbo holds. The ain't of avarach means like the sovereign. The end of Ashur lahachmal atzmo, who did that? Kushner be chosen to come over. He says that the Darkei Moshe is giving a valiant effort of a teretz, assuming that the Kolbo is like Rashnam against the Rove Poskim. But the problem is the Kolbo himself holding the Rove Poskim, the Rishonim, as an instant of the mitzvah. So that teretz fizzles. So the Divrei Sofim and the footman in Mezava footnote Reish Nun Dalid has another suggestion. He says, now you want to say Kaddish? He can't have it, but an onus can say Kaddish. No, can he not? Can he not say Kaddish? So he says like this. The machlok is the taz and the shach, the kudas, the ketz, the shinai, and vav, as an onus say Kaddish before the kvura. The most common case is Shabbos. Someone passed away on Friday, the kvura is on Sunday. Do you say Kaddish at Shabbos or not? The taz says yes, and the shach and the kudas says no. We'll get to it later. In, the taz, shinai, and vav, and this is called in Dallas. The Shach and Kuzan argue. So we could say over here, oh, he went to shul to say Kaddish. So on the one hand we say, oh, that's a gewaldig pshat within the Kolbo. On the other hand, since nobody has said pshat, maybe they all held up the Shach. That's the end of back and forth on this matter. Okay? That's comment number six. Seventh and final, I have to retract what I said yesterday. There's a real ha'or on top of a ha'or. We had the idea of Yomisa Kvura as an expression found in the Ramban, as a perhaps a raya that maybe he's really he's accepting the Rambam as an alternative position, which is legitimate. So it was pointed out to me that even the poskim who are unequivocally following the Gaonim, that the Misa it triggers the Avela, still use the expression Yom Misa Kvura. You must understand it's Yom Misa Kvura to the in opposition and contrast to Yom Kvura only, which is not Yom Misa. But not in opposition to the Yom Misa only, which is not the Yom Kvura. Then the Avelis would be Chavid, all right. That's all the footnotes for yesterday's Shia. Now we start about the Misiyat of Ishmaiah, today's Shia. How far are we? Okay. Now we start today's Shia. Today's Shia, I want to begin with something I told you before, it's not politically correct. But no matter, we have to approach everything on face value and on its merit. I mentioned to you, Rabotai, I asked you to see this, a Ramban in Torah Sa'odom. Okay, a Ramban in Torah Sa'odom, page Ayin Beis. So first he says something which shook me up. I believe that one of the first things he mentioned during this man was that the word Onein in this context, we see time and time and time again, it's purely a figure of speech. There's no connection whatsoever. The aninus in the Torah form, lo achalti ba'onim imenu, by my sincerity and kachim, on the one hand, and the word aninus, which is used by the mafarshim to mean mishamesa mutulatanim, on the other hand. One goes from the Misa until the Kvura, one goes from the Misa until Shkia, and the Misa, the Kvura could be before Shkia, could be after Shkia. They just get two different times, two different dinim, two different everything. Look at this Ramban over here, on page Ayin Beis. Talking about a person who's in prison. Person's prison. So, if you're in prison, there's no status of aninus. Okay, we have to show up. You're in prison, the mason's in prison. Nothing to do. There's no nisha mason, but look what he says now. fourth line. Vafilu yechashu ka'onimim le'asa bekatsim amaita sheni afilu yishamonu kazeh afalpikei and asa bebasa v'yayim. And he explains. You'll be the mutar bebasa v'yayim achara kvura. Afalpisha sur bekatsim amaita sheni kolayam kolayam minatara v'tamaniz filo nipa v'kvurata. What's he saying over here? There's all a quotation of that same shura from the Riyaz Zake, right? Askan the Riyaz Rav Gadol Zal. What's he saying? We're not filu yechashu ka'onim le'asa b'chashim ha'shem. You have something about it? You, the Riyaz Zake, and the Rav Gadol, right? The Rav Gadol Zal was referred to earlier. A Rav Gadol is not kafati ha'yadua ba'latayshu Zal. A lot of titles. He's mesupik in the shayla. But the son who lost the relatives, and he's in jail, the relatives in jail, that he was an owner of the also the culture of Master Shady? Really? Because we said on the first day, he's the also the culture of Master Shady. Who cares that you can't perform the Kavura because you're in jail, he's in jail? The difference. The Nisa as such triggers the status, and it goes to Shkia, irrespective of any mutal the fun of status concerning the Kavura. No? I was shaken up by this. What kind of topic is this? I think someone else told me it's the Lashon of the Smag, it's the Lashon of Tosfos. You get the impression that this absolute wedge, which Rosh Hashanah is insisting on, between Misha Mesa Mutla Fanav on one hand, which you call on Enos, and Real Enos on the other hand, is not as firmly in place as we'd like to think. There are some people who are somehow linking the two, not only in terminology, which is just a convenience, but perhaps even in concept somewhat. I find it very difficult to understand. Because I just knocked somebody out of the road. I can't believe it. It's interesting. The Divrei Sofrim in the Bi'ur Halacha, this Aleph, quote of Shlomo Zalman, Zalman, Mincha Shlomo, who says, Avada, that if he's in jail, your usher, the kachim, and different kinds of anusin. I don't know. I'm gonna read you the Russian that he calls over here. Forgive me for a moment. I open up. It's in, if you want to look it up later, it's in the Birur Halacha Sif Aleph. Vidine. Okay. Let's see. Oh, the first one. Shame on the Shakotu Aposkin, the Simmons there. I was dancing. This is Dr. Zerub Shlomo Zalman. Same as my Rebbe. Good New York word for word. It's a borrow term. Could explain. Achilas Koshim is also Shabbat Yom. Even in Beis Hasura, Biracheres, Avada. The Gam Afal Gav, Shemuto, Lahachil, Bosa, Viyayim, Lemisha, Eno, Yodea, Shemes, Omeis. The Congo Machilo Kotchin Vare Asur. Here we spoke about it a minute ago. A person's in here that a relative dies, and you want to give him meat, and you want to give him wine, and you want to take a shower, and take a bath, even according to the Ramban, and whatever you want to do, even supposed to talk about Tashmish, and every possible take a shave, every Easter. He doesn't know about it? Gosh. What's the Machayel of Dinim of Aninus and Avedus? We know the idea. You have to know about it. But Easter Kotchin, my Tashanis, and Shabbat, no! It's an Easter Be'etzer. This is what Shlomo Zalman says in the opening line. Okay, so the Ramban still, you know, gives you pause, afilu. So, I don't know. I don't know. The Ramban doesn't say that about those that Shlomo Zalman has. I don't know. I just don't know for sure what to do with that Ramban. But now the next piece. This is very interesting. This is quite, again, the Riyaz Zalman speaking. He says, Uvivno tachosir anitfas anasuos. Even if Ain't sipuk v'yadam lasas v'shir shus acherem aleim. A gemara mesech v'kidushin daf laman amadeh. What does that mean? Sounds like he's saying, believe it or not, just to say it's not politically correct. Sounds like he's saying that a married woman has nothing to worry about. There's no, she's never in a situation, she's never considered to be made to mutl the fun of. Why? What's winning? Why? Just take care of the husband, that's why. That's what it says. Unbelievable. Here's the not PC comment that is found over here in the Birur Halacha. Okay. Tell us, are there any quotes? Look at this question. Somewhere. Can I find it? It's here somewhere. I just write this case my this minute. We write that a woman who is married and is busy taking care of her husband is considered as if she's betfisa, she's in jail. That's the expression that I thought was quite striking. No one who has a copy of this should see if I'm remembering correctly, right? I just don't see that language I thought I had seen before. No, Rabbi Shai, what do you say? Is a married woman in jail? Now he goes further than that. Look how far he was willing to go. Listen carefully. Even if a husband is a kind sort and gives her permission to stop serving him and to take care of the father who just died, look, he says, you think the also chosid that the Rabban is talking about, that in that case, that the husband, the sons-in-law of the great chosid didn't give their wives rishus to take care of their father, of course they gave rishus. But it doesn't make a difference. It's like someone else coming, it's like a stranger volunteers to be in every kadisha. That's not an one. It has to be incumbent upon you. And it's not incumbent upon a married woman. And if the husband has to be a nice guy and let them go, give them a day off. You know, even a guy in the kitchen gets a day off. So give them a day off to take care of their father. But that's just too blavabo. But they didn't have to. This is the kind of a sprach we find over here in this Birur Halach. Then what about a single woman? No, she has to take care of her father. That's it. But women are not active. As well, Enochinami says, if you hold the svar of Yisra Maso, others are always taking care of the men, so maybe she should be chayvim. But maybe the quota should apply. This is what he says. In my humble opinion, all this is very beautiful in theory, but has nothing to do with the reality, at least in New York. I'm not sure he comes from Yerushalayim or Bnei Brak. Don't know what happens over there. Here, I think the whole thing is bottle umavutl. Why? What's the idea of Isha and the stewards with Shutta Chayim? What does it say this? Yeah, Ish, email the other Tiro, Ish below Isha, more Darshan. What's it all about? What's that say? It means that in the society which the Torah is describing, the woman who was married was very meshuva to her husband, or many things that had to be taken care of, and she couldn't be busy herself taking care of her father. She was too busy with the family. That's what it means. Have to look in the Mizrahi and Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Kedosh. That's what we explain. Even the Maharal Nitzan has a different shot in the Doraye, but pull down basically the same thing. That it was very meshuba to the husband, and it was not to be expected that she should be able to listen to her father or to obey her father or to take care of her father. And therefore what? But the real love this is that since your father is making a request of you, which is unrealistic, it's not to be expected. It's not binding upon you. That's Shadner Amor Shaduchim, the famous Amor Shaduchim. The Amor says you have to listen to a parent. Why? For the three reasons. The last reason, the real reason is that, based upon the Ma'arik, some say you don't have to obey a parent ever. It's not true, you have to obey a parent. But it has to be a reasonable request. And to tell someone not to marry the person that he or she wants, so it's not a reasonable request. Usually. Some of it is, but usually not. And therefore, you don't have to obey. Here too, to expect the woman who's married and totally preoccupied with taking care of her husband's needs to drop it and to take care of the father and leave the husband high and dry. Who's going to make him his tea? So then, that's unrealistic in those days. Bizman hazeh, punk fakesh. Punk is out of the way around completely. Nowadays, everyone understands that the woman who's been, has some situation of a personal nature, even much less significant than that of the father dying, they understand very well she's going to take care of a situation, and that's considered to be normal. If the husband says no, the husband's being unreasonable in today's terms. So Lania's daiti, these dinim, don't, if they ever apply, I don't know if they ever did it ever, but they still don't apply today. Even as far as we said, if New Year is concerned, that women don't get involved. That's not, certainly not true. That, even if it's the East of our soul, nowadays women are on the phone the same as men. They're tumbling, not exactly the same in some circles, but certainly to a significant enough extent that the status of an image would be calling them, according to both days within the Yerushalm. Okay? That's what I wanted to point out to you. This hour. I haven't found the Russian. Anyone find it yet? Hey, I made it up. Okay? So that could be our one tomorrow. If you're going to find it, you'll see that non-PC expression in this, the Sefer Divrei Torah. Let us continue about it. That's our number one for what I call today's year. Now we go to the next one. Today's all hours. Yes, we had a discussion of the expression out of the Gemara. I both said it was always paid to start the Gemara. So let's start the Gemara called Gimel Amud Beis. Alright? If you don't mind, called Gimel Amud Beis. Here the expression is found, it's found in Brachos as well. It comes from the Sefer Brachos. What does it say? It says on the third wide line, Ein mevarech v'ein mezamein, v'ein mevarechen olav, v'ein mezamein olav. Four expressions. Okay, so Tosfos talks about it a little bit over here in the bottom Tosfos. We sort of glossed over it last time. We didn't want to get involved in it because it wasn't the more important thing to talk about at the time. Let's just see briefly over here. What does Rashi say? What does it mean, mevarechen? Birchas hamotzi. V'ein mezamein, birchas hamozen. He wants to know, what do you mean by Amotzi? Ain't the Vorkan Ola? By Zimun, Mazar, it means Shirim. But Amotzi, you're never supposed to have one verse to make a bracha for another. He says, well, you can't say the Vorkan Shachal Mishalo. That's what I mean, Ain't the Vorkan. The Zimun has two parts. It was the Vorkan Shachal Mishalo, and actually the old day Zimun, one made a bracha for everybody. Those are the two things that have nothing to do with Amotzi. That's what Tosfos suggests. Fine. They go to Rashi, and we're only Mitzorach Levarech, we're allowed to, but we're really not allowed to, that we already spoke about earlier. Fine. The Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rash, that I asked you to see in Masechet Demai, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalit, says as follows. Eino Mavarech means you're not Mavarech for others, but for yourself, you have to make a bracha. See what's going on? The Rash says, you have, only wants to have a piece of cake, he has to make a boy, I mean, him is honest. Rebbeinu Shalom, how can it be? Ain't a mevarech. No, it's ain't a mevarech l'acherim. How come? Only it's part of Nikola Mitzvah. The Teretz is who? You know the Teretz. Raise your hand. What's the Teretz in this question? Yeah. Ooh, wah. Osel lehonos me'olam azeh v'lo bracha. So it's an Isser. But only may not commit an Isser. He's only allowed to be part of the Mitzvah. No. So what's Tak of Shat and everybody else except who argues with the Rash? Raise your hand. Yes. What does that? There's an Isser. If you're Mevatel the Chiyuv, that's an Isser. That's a Machlokes between the Rash and the other Rishonim. Which is it? Is the Pshat that there's an Isser intrinsically to the Manimel of Racha? No. If the halacha demands you make a bracha and you're Mevatel, that's Chiyuv, then there's an Isser. I had a shikul on this one. The Kolbo is like the Rash. The Kolbo happens to hold that an Olenin makes the bracha because of this presumed Isser, which is an independent Isser. I found another Kolbo in I think it's like Yudaism accept the bracha, if I'm not mistaken, it's about Marabi Kivega, it's a Marasha. What do you do if there's a suffix, or do you have to make a bracha on that? What do you do? So we pass and you don't make a bracha. I think that the Kolbo is quoted pass and you do make a bracha. Kolbo, I said the Kolbo is what she tells us. If you hold that the Easter Lehen Halehonis, because there's a Chiyuv, because the suffix if it was a Chiyuv, the suffix Chiyuv is a suffix bracha flahako. The same as you say by Birkas Haro or something like that. And Mela, Sabbath Brachas Ozzel, there's no Chiyuv, and Mela is no Issa. But the Kabbal, if she tosses an Onein, has to make a Bracha at the Rash, with an independent Issa. So the Mela is a Suffolk, whether you like to eat a piece of candy, you can't eat it, has to make a Bracha. The Mela, you make a Bracha. Interesting. These are all 5 points against Ha'orelach. Fine. Here again, a Shaila, Nepilas Yadayim. Again, a Shaila. The Tila Shedayim, the Pisket Shuva talks about it. We're in Pisket Shuva country. Everyone open up, let's take a look in Pisket Shuva. You'll have to help me find everything, I'm sure it's all here. The question where? Where is the Tila Shedayim? Which Tipkotten is it? Dalit? Chayev in the Tila Shedayim, Be'er Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim, and that's Chamudah Daniel, and the Pisket Shuva is Tzorach Ian Bezer. And the Brick of Yosef says, Yechayim and Atila Tadayim. Zeher Mishum Strach Truma. No, it's a Chanisari without Atila Tadayim. An Isser. Well, don't make a bracha. I don't know bracha. That's not a pshar. No bracha. Bracha is not an Isser. Bracha is a mitzvah. Laniyaz Daiti, you're pata completely. You're pata completely from Atila Tadayim. Why you pata from Atila Tadayim? Why? Same business. They made a takana from Atila Tadayim. Maybe there was a history of structure. There's no truth in the Banazah. There's no Isser. Now it's only a Takana. Maybe there was the background, was the historical background had to do with the structure. But nowadays, it's purely a matter of Takana Chachamim and an Onan is possible. Let's go further than that. What about Netilas Adayim in the morning when you wake up? So I saw in the Divrei Sofim, he talks about it. And he says in the Emek Dover, if cotton pay test, Avari after. Ruach Ra. Whoa. See, the Ruach Ra takes a vacation. The demons go off. Oh, they all get a day off. The demons get a day off because the guy is Nebuchadnezzar. They're a week off. Nah, they're. I'm talking here. I'm sorry. I'm talking here about the Anina situation. You think that they're off? You have to wash 3 times during Aninas because they're the demons. Nope. Then he goes, my Makronis. We just had my Makronis. Kabbalah, Melach Tomis, Rebbeinu Shalala. You go blind, it's a Chanisa. Not supposed to become blind. The answer of all says, but Man Azad is no more Melach Tomis. Toysis says, the Befeish. And Toysis is the only, you never deny Machros. Even though they say you do, it's a Takonat Chazal, Pesachadav Rosh HaMinyan, whatever you want to say, it's Chadishtem, whatever it is, Al Pizoa, whatever it may be. But it's not, and there's no Takon anymore. And therefore, I think that the own name should not wash my makron, the pashtas is manazer. And for that same reason, says in Svarim, that the Ruach Ra went out of business. The Chassidim said, I'm going to put him out of business. Others say he never existed. Whatever it is, but we don't have anymore. These phenomena you describe in the Gemara, that you touch this, this happens. Doesn't happen. So it says, it's already in the Tosfos Yotzeh, for sure they talk about it, the Shtana Masvar, whatever it may be. Elamai, we still do it. It's a Teresh Takran, although it doesn't even come well. But it's a Takana, an Onan, it's part of it. Weiter. The Pesachim Shuvah of Kodem Zion says, the apostles from our stage, not from our stage. That's obvious. The Psicha Kolelis of the Prima Godzim, he says, Onan ve'erev Pesach, mechatzos, asedet ha-shvistu, v'cholomoy, v'azah v'al-yiroah, ein muzer aleh. Wow! Gets over a lot of v'al-yiroah. That doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me. Let's say somehow the guy had chomets. I don't know what happened. So, the kid, he spoke about a case earlier. Someone died Erev Pesach. He's so tumult since he's running and hearing and hearing. Meanwhile, he has chomets in his house. Shouldn't even bother him. I have a lav d'oraisa v'yira. Yeah, but a shevi altas. No. So what'll happen? what will happen in a case where there's a kiyum asay, right? But you violate it by doing something. For example, a tiny stibber. Does an owner have to fast on a tiny stibber? Be like Yom Kippur, maybe it says the kiyum asay. Does that have to fast on a tiny stibber, the owner? You don't like Yom Kippur anyway, the owner. The owner has to fast Tisha B'Av. Here we go, coming up. Kalilo, that's a pass, that's better. Shivasa B'Tamuz was a terrible story. One of the Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva was a Nifter on Shivasa B'Tamuz, right? So I wonder what they passed him. I have to give a call. So never did a family write late Baltimore Rosh Yeshiva's Atal. He mentioned Baltimore yesterday, the Tziv Rosh Yeshiva to Baltimore over 100 years ago. So the Baruch Hashem, still here of Andy Yisrael, thanks to Rabbi Ruderman's Atal, Rabbi Weinberg's Atal, Mr. Shem Abba Hemshem with the new Rosh Yeshiva Shalita, whoever they may be. So what happened? Did they fast the owner on Shivasa B'Tamuz or didn't they? I mean, the shit is still on. This just happened last week. Did they fast or not? Well, I need a side to eat it. Sukkah. Talk ref, race, men, tip, cotton, your test. We have it over here. We'll come back to the Kuryakov a little bit later. There's a discussion of the results of tip, cotton, cotton, and the only name serve as a standing. I thought the answer was yes. He said the answer is no. Why? It's to be a tzaddik. You tell me where. Show me. It's to be a tzaddik. Where? Show me. The kibbutz to be a tzaddik. I said, you know, it's an Indian to be a tzaddik. An Indian, you're a mizbeach, and to get rich, whatever happened to you. But it's not a formal mitzvah. LMI, it's a good deed. Yeah, but an owner can't do a good deed. Can you imagine? I'll give you a final scenario. There's two owners at the table, or an owner and an owner table, and so pass the salt. Gemilas Kassadim, you can't do it. What do you say about that? Doesn't make sense. It's partly from the formal mistress. It's not partly from Gemilas Kassadim. If it's Usher to pass salt, if it's Usher, any partner, maybe Itaka is, but there's no Usher to pass the salt. It's not like putting on film, or it's not like shaking a lulav. I just want to point out, I think it's sounding as if it's an Indian. Okay. Now, here's another interesting thing. The Piskashuva and the Vav. Look at this one now. Mi shehitzkel espal liquid shma, v'nasa onen piso, yigmar v'lo yapsis. Kevin du the hard the owner will yikwas a shmal you follow the rack with the rabbonim. I had a case mamish I had it in my shul. Unfortunately, because it was very sick, very serious illness. He was at home, and it was a terminal situation. And it was, I remember it was Hanukkah, and his son, you know, saw his bed. He quickly put on his shul and started to daven. I think he was davening Shmone Esrei, and all of a sudden he gets in the other room in the house, screams. No, scream? People scream? A lot of people hear people scream. So he finished the Shemot Esrei. And then, as soon as he finished Shemot Esrei, he went into the room, he saw Nebuch, his father, passed away. So I think it was within his right, screaming. Is that Mochius know what the scream was about? He can interpret the scream. He doesn't believe it. He could have screamed, he took a turn for the worst. I don't know anything, he didn't know. So he finished. And it was a very good case there. We did the Kavura that day, and he came out, he didn't miss a dominant. No, it's nothing. He finished Shachas and then early in the morning when that thing happened, the crew was that day, and he came back to have a mincha before the Shkia. It was done yekish, the way it's supposed to be done. With no alana tamei, we'll try to talk about that as we go. But what happened? Nebuch, he's in the middle of Shmuel, they say, excuse me, your father died. No, there was nothing to the imagination. What do you do then? He asked me, what would have been the din in that guy? What would have been the din if I would have known? Well, that's something I really did know at the screen. What do you do then? The Tshuva Vav says, finish. Because he says the Rabban, he can finish. No. So if you're talking about the Tshuva, also the Mitzvah, Potem, and so he started the Mitzvah first, it's the middle of Shemona Esrei. As far as the Isser, he says the Rabban. Yes. So here's an interesting thing. He calls something fascinating that's a different system. Maybe. No, we daven, we make achanis. Let's say we're davening mincha, okay? So before mincha, he put on his jacket, maybe his hat, maybe his garble, whatever he's putting on, achanis to mincha. And then, he say, here's his father died. So if up to me, I'd say, what? Avadi can't daven mincha. not so simple. Not so simple. There's a rush, I ask you to see. So we have Gemara's open, and we have Shulchan Aruch open. So let's first see the Gemara, the rush in Simen Samach Ches. Samach Ches and the rush. What does it say there? Whoops. My Gemara does not have Samach Ches. You have that same thing in your Gemara? The same thing you printed twice? Yeah. Yes, you have it. Thank you very much. Thank you. A very short sermon. I have to remark at the zero. You don't mind, sir. Missing a page. Yushalmi, Karakame the Shabbat. One line. Yoshav the Galeach, Ubo, Ramal, Omeis, Aviv, Harei, the Mashna, Mitrosho. Echad HaMegaleach, V'echad HaMisgaleach. Very nice. Person taking a haircut. And he finds out in the middle that the father died, that the relative died, he can finish it. So Rabbi Akiva, one second, look at Rabbi Akiva Eger and Simon Shin Sadi Sivay. That's what it been found. Look what it says there. Amazing. The Machada calls it in Shin Sadi Sivay. So the barber can finish it, no other barber, but the person who is being has been cut can finish in any event. That's what it says. Says the Rabbi Akiva Eger, Yushalmi Perakama de Shabbos Mashma, the Zeu Chad Shiura, and Mahida Kotoni Matnis and Shom. Lo Yeshe, the Fair Sapper, some of the Mincha. You're not supposed to take a heck of a Mincha. Darmin and Shom, Mehema say Askolas is Boris, Mishianiach, Ma Poris, Ma Porim al Birko. If you go to Baba, they put a little, what do they call that? Apron, that's the word. An apron on you. The minute they put the apron on you, you can, it's okay even though my mincha arrived, and it's okay even though you get a call, sorry, your relative died, the apron is on, finish the echo. Piddly, slowly. By my day, the garfel is on, finish mincha. So that's the mucker. If that's the mucker, what can I do? I would have said the Easter before mincha is different. Because what gets you, what's you first, but you shall me. What can I do? You shall me equate these two dinners. Others say, you have to stop in the middle of Shemon Esrei, you have to stop in the middle of the Baracha. That's what I would have said. The way to do you shall me in the Shemon, I don't know what to do. Yeah.
What do you
shall me to do? It could be that it starts coming. No. Look up to your shall me. Look up. Look up to your shall me. Look at that. Next, Rabbi Shai. The Bachacha. Yeah. I understand. That's correct. And the second smell is not just you cover up rears. You half a beard on, half a beard off, something like that. That's true. But the Yushalmi says the Farish Fakir. Give a look. I looked up the Yushalmi Shabbos. It's there. Yeah. I don't know what mark came from what. I'm telling you what it says in the Yushalmi. Look it up. If I'm wrong, we'll quote you tomorrow in the Haaretz. Right. The Bachacha. Oh, we're so far behind schedule. The Bachacha, Rabbi Shai. Come on. Oh, no, I have the wrong scale. I need a Rechaim Aleph with the Bachacha. Not everyone has them. Who has the one with it? Nobody has? Oh, the biggie. Unbelievable. How big is it? Thank you. Simon Reishchav Dalit talks about various Birchos or Roeh. You see this. So in this context, it's a very fascinating discussion. The Eishel I brought from Bachash. Here we go. On Eishel Bal the Kvaros, the Yachas Simas Golo Shakal Levanina say a royal of Roeh ala Kvarim Birchos from Bechaya Mason. The special brother, you say, the Tana Shepanov there. Achvatima Shekatari Mokamache. Shemokan Avram. Shalom Levarach Mitzad Shayapotah Betchila. When you first came, you saw the cemetery, you were an owner, you're a potter to make the bracha. Hare Roh, Tov Lamed Yom. You only have some 30 day gap. Then bracha kala achakach. What do you say? All of them. Gam, shen, ifnosim, rabbi, shen, levita, tov, lam, klau. Period. Oh, what did he say? Achidus Gadol. Honey, what's your question? Say out your question. The shayla, the shayla is not a major, it's a shayla now. What's the shayla sound?
You said that once you
I think he means that if I walk in, that he's first in the cemetery. If in the first minute he forgot to make a bracha, so a minute passed, 5 minutes passed, he rather make a bracha. I think he can make the bracha because it's within you. If you were chayav mitzchilas kriyas, you didn't get around to it yet. But here you are part of mitzchilas kriyas. That's what the distinction which he's driving is. Makom b'tzulef, I don't know. That's not a p'tzur gavra. So like, when we call makom avarech, all will die on ha'emes achat kvura. Ki kein tiknu chazal me'ikara. Because that dynamic by definition, in this case, if someone dies, you make dynamic by definition, you are potter. Now, here says a chiddush neira. Have you been in a levaya? Maybe you never know that I've gone to a levaya, Baruch Hashem. People live forever in your community. Everybody in a levaya, what do they do in the front of a levaya? They say they do the kriya. What do they say? Dynamic. Because say it every levaya against the b'chacharov. He says you can't make dynamic until after the kavura. But he says, no one follows him. I never heard anyone to follow him. You heard? Everyone, they always they go against him. Why? Why isn't he right? What's the answer about that? Why isn't he right? No? Why? The whole reason why also to do mitzvahs is kvod ha'shomeis. And here we say it's a kvod ha'shomeis that the Onan should get up and say, Shrai, Dayan Emes, that's the ultimate Kvod HaShomeis. Take Kriya, for example. The first in the Gemara, the person stands there and the relative God, he rips Kriya right away. Gvalt is an iron, puts him in that Kriya. I mean, Kriya, with an iron. No one says that. The answer is because the Kriya is exactly what you're supposed to do, the Kvod HaShomeis. You want to say a bracha on Stavazai on Kvaras that was in there for the last 60 years, that's not now? No shaykhus, that's why you're possible. But Dayan Emes in Korea, you do right away. It's an interesting shayla comes up. It says in the famous Mishnah Brochas, the relative died, it was been left $1 million. We have to make Dayan Emes and what else? Shechiyan, or what's all our maintenance. You make that right away? I would have said, forget it. No way in the world. But the Chokhmah's awesome and Kuf Nadal, because I got the impression. Yeah, you make Dayan Emes right away against the B'chasha. And I got the impression here, you're making a Tova Meitam HaShachiyon right away too. I mean, you got your million. That's the impression I received. I don't know, I've looked more carefully in the Lashon. Finally, because we're sort of out of time, I want to mention the Tzivkot and Zvav and Tzivkei Tshuva. We'll have to discuss Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll have to resume other related things. I think we may be all in Haaretz tomorrow also, the Meitam going. The Gemara Ksuba, the Meitam Getzu. I'll try to get to at least the beginning. But the last thing about Tzivkot Omen. He says that an onan b'mei tzviras, if you're an onan and you're going to get out of the aninus before shkia, so you say tzvira after the kvura. But if you're going to be an onan straight through, you count without a bracha. What's the reason? Doesn't say a reason really. What's the reason? So the ein mikdav of kufman beis gives two reasons. The marshal says that the psur onan is not an absolute psur. Not an absolute psur. You can have cases where you can do a bris milah on his son. Says, why? What's a special time? Day two. The Shver Vart. Special means a special personal time. Special time? What's all Tukas? Also special time you put it from Lulu. I don't understand what he's talking about exactly over there. But the main reason is that here, if you won't do it, you're going to miss many, many nights. And the fact that that's an issue. The fact that you missed that one night, it's going to pass, too bad. You missed Lulav that day, you missed Kiddush Levon, they talk about, too bad. But it's going to miss many nights. But that itself is very unconvincing. Who cares if it's many nights? Not that you miss one night, you miss many nights. What's the difference? One or many should be the same thing. There's an Aruch HaShulchan, he calls. And he gets his shot in Aruch HaShulchan, and I give you my shot in Aruch HaShulchan. Get the Aruch HaShulchan out of here. Aruch HaShulchan is in Sif Yud Zayin. Shin him out. Aruch HaShulchan says, the situation of Sira, she'ein al sofer pamach la yuchal lisa la bracha kol mei asira yuchal la hagid asira la hagid, look at that lashon, la hagid asira v'lo bracha u'kesipu dvarim bi'almahu. What does that mean? So the divrei sofer shad in kuf mem ches a mitzvah is as follows. The action is not necessarily a mitzvah, it counts to a mitzvah. Because a mashal, can a rebbitzin clean the house before Pesach? As a mitzvah b'dikas tumah, clean the house without Pesach. Spring cleaning. So there's this neutral act which was given an act status of a mitzvah, not like tefillah, which is only for a mitzvah. I think that's wacko. See, as a neutral act. Yeah, today is the fifth day of the Yom. Why? People draw the fifth day of the Yom, not for a mitzvah. What's going on over here? So the emes, the teretz that I spoke about at the Shia gave earlier in the yeshiva, that I think means what I said, that you're saying another Shay mitzvah. But you're saying that they only to what we call them to maintain the continuity of the sphere. Oh, time is up. Not to fulfill the mitzvah. The same in the sphere of Ayom and the sphere of the before the Plaga Mincha and all the other cases we gave at that time. We'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll have more Haaretz. And whoever's leaving camp, have a safe trip. And let me know exactly who's leaving. Yeah. What about the 949 day? Right. Can't make it there. Right. You can. That's right. Yeah.
Why is not the problem?
Yeah. Why is it any different than
saying?
You just said you can't pass the salt, Andrew. You just said you can't pass the salt. You really mean you can't pass the salt? Are you saying it for real? It's just like devil's advocate.
For real,
you can't pass the salt? Okay. I don't know what to agree. Okay. I don't want to agree that much. If you argue, I don't know. Think about it. I don't know. Because it's not a place to be blue with a mitzvah.
It is. This is a mitzvah.
Yeah, it's cool.